Hi, welcome to The Journey of Parenting. I'm your host, Dr. Sharon Aduse, a licensed child clinical psychologist. Our intention for this series is to offer the most common tips that I recommend to parents in supporting their children and themselves. We're here to sift through all the latest research and most pressing issues in parenting so you don't have to. In today's episode, we're going to cover the top tips I provide for parents who support neurodivergent children. Neurodiversity is a term that describes natural variations in the way our brains work. These variations explain how children may have differences in how they respond to sounds or stimulation, their ability to pay attention and focus in classroom settings, as well as how they process information and learn. There's no right or wrong way of thinking or learning. Some brains may work in ways that are different from what's considered typical, which is where the terms neurotypical and neurodivergent come from. It's important to recognize that neurodivergence refers to differences, not deficits or flaws that need to be fixed. Similar to how a successful business requires a team of individuals with varying skill sets, our world is dependent on the strengths that neurodivergent children bring, including their creativity, imagination, and innovation. That doesn't mean there aren't also common struggles that neurodivergent children tend to face. You may have heard of various mental health conditions like autism spectrum, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and learning disorders that might capture some of the shared challenges for neurodivergent children. While we won't get into the specific details of each of these conditions in our short episode, I want to highlight that anxiety and depression are often common experiences for these children. There's several reasons why this may be. Research has shown that children with ADHD might receive up to 20,000 more negative comments, both in the home and at school by the age of 12, compared to their neurotypical peers. Neurodivergence often creates a heightened sensitivity to stimuli, like noise, light, or crowds, which may make it harder for children to focus and manage emotions. These kinds of experiences can cause frustration, fear, and take a toll on their self-esteem. As an example, attention and learning challenges often appear as problem behaviors in the classroom and home. Depending on the type of support to identify these challenges as neurodivergence, these children may be repeatedly labeled as a problem or oppositional and may face a sense of repeated failures and take on an identity as a bad kid, leading to the self-esteem issues and hopelessness that we often see in depression. Knowing these obstacles that neurodivergent kids may face, let's talk about the strategies you can test out to help them succeed. Tip 1. Create a calm-down corner to help build emotion regulation skills. Provide children with a designated space at home, and if possible, school, to feel less stimulated and to have the chance to take a pause to calm down big emotions. Keep in mind that no two neurodivergent children are the same, and in fact, the term neurodivergence covers a broad spectrum of variability, which means the toolbox for regulating emotions must also be equally as broad. Some emotion regulation skills like deep diaphragm breathing or quiet reading might work for some neurodivergent children, while fidget toys or active movement are more effective for others. The key is to adopt a scientist mindset with your child and to experiment with what coping tools might work for which emotions and in what situations. Check out episode 7, Helping Kids Tame Big Emotions, for more. Tip 2, establish a predictable routine and practice what happens when things get out of routine. Visual schedules or timers can be your best friend here as useful cues for children to feel prepared about what's to come. Of course, even the best laid plans don't go as expected. Practice having not just one, but multiple backup plans when plan A or your original plan doesn't go as expected. Helping your child practice multiple backup plans before they need to be used strengthens their flexible thinking and problem-solving skills. It also allows them to practice using their emotion regulation skills when emotions aren't so hot and increases the likelihood that they can execute their backup plan when it counts. Try to make it a game. For example, if making mistakes are triggering for your child, try a 5-minute game of purposefully trying to make mistakes and practice recovering. This is one of the ways that therapists help teach skills like resilience and being able to bounce back. Each time you practice is like strengthening your emotion regulation muscle. Tip 3, give effective instruction. This can be especially helpful during times of transition. We've all been in the situation of rushing out the door and shouting a long list of tasks. Brush your teeth, put on your shoes, grab your homework, get dressed. The ability to hold multiple demands in one's mind and remember them is a developing skill for children, and often one that is harder for neurodivergent kids. Try to be intentional about breaking instructions into one step at a time. This both helps parents be more mindful and increases the likelihood that the child can receive the instruction and complete the task. Tip 4, nurture your child's talents and interests. Whether it's a hobby, sport, music, art, or truly whatever they're into, supporting their natural interests can positively impact their self-esteem. This type of positive reinforcement can be extremely impactful, especially for neurodivergent kids. Research has suggested that due to the increased negative feedback that neurodivergent kids receive, they need a ratio of 10 positive reinforcements for every 1 negative feedback, compared to 5-1 for their peers. The key here is figuring out what type of positive reinforcement your child is most receptive to. Perhaps it's verbal, such as compliments or affirmations, physical, like hugs or high fives, or some kind of reward system, like getting time to play their favorite games after successfully completing a certain number of tasks per day. Tip 5, lean on school supports. In the United States, parents can request an individualized education plan, an IEP, or a 504 evaluation. These evaluations and plans help provide specific accommodations for students that teachers and school staff can support, like extra time on tests, quiet rooms, or social-emotional support plans. Usually, traditional school environments aren't naturally set up for neurodivergent students, so having this kind of support formally documented at school can help ensure that your child has access to the type of environment that they learn best. To wrap up our time today, I want to end with the motto, "Kids do well if they can." This saying comes from an evidence-based intervention known as collaborative problem solving and emphasizes the belief that children will do well if they have the skills and appropriate support to do so. And if they aren't doing well, it isn't necessarily because they're unwilling or defiant. When those natural feelings of frustration arise when your kids are managing difficult behaviors, I encourage parents to use it as an opportunity to consider what skill your child might need more support with and what in their environment needs to change to support the development of this skill. Perhaps you need to practice more of what happens when the first plan doesn't work out, or you need to restructure the organization of their room so they can more easily succeed the next time. With the tips we covered today in supporting neurodivergent kids, know that the tools that might help you and your child may evolve. Try new strategies and revisit old ones on a regular basis. Your kid knows what works best for them. In summary, here are the tips you can try starting today. Tip 1, create a designated space or calm down corner to help explore which emotion regulation skills are most effective for your child. Tip 2, establish a predictable routine, leaning on visual aids like schedules and timers, and practice a plan A, B, C for backup when things don't go as expected. Tip 3, give effective instruction by breaking up larger tasks into one step at a time. Tip 4, nurture your child's talents and interests to build more opportunities for positive feedback and reinforcement that help increase healthy self-esteem. And tip 5, seek out formal support from your child's school, such as requesting an IEP or 504 evaluation. Lastly, I know how incredibly overwhelming it can feel to cobble together different resources across different settings, which is common for supporting neurodivergent kids. Check in with your needs and build a support network of family and friends to help sustain your ability to also show up for your family. And remember that development is on your side. Just like any other kid, neurodivergent children's brains are undergoing many changes. Growth can take time. Each strategy or practice that you try is like planting a little seed. And one day, you'll be able to marvel at the colorful and lush garden that you've grown with your child. That's it today for the journey of parenting. Wherever you are in your parenting journey today, know that you aren't alone in this adventure, one that's full of laughter, tears, yelling, silence, giggles, the coulds, woulds, shoulds, and maybe some more tears. The journey of parenting is here, rain or shine, through the highs and the lows. This audio series is brought to you by Modern Health. The topics presented in this series is intended for informational purposes only and should not be considered a replacement for medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment.